talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as usual, we're going right to the front lines of history as it's made. And today, as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller. Free t-shirt, personally designed by Crute himself. Where to begin? Lots to begin with. I'm going to go right to Donald Trump and his tax returns. After he finally lost his last appeal, his last attempt, kicking and screaming not to turn them over, they were turned over to the district attorney of Manhattan in New York yesterday. There are millions of documents. These are his tax returns and all the schedules and supporting material going back many years. They are also going to turn over all of his financial documents for his various businesses and him personally, the millions of documents. Cyrus Vance, one of the most experienced district attorneys in the country, hired forensic accountants. Those are experts who are used to looking through accounting records for fraud and for criminality. He's not just relying on his own investigators. And they're going to go through it with a fine-tooth comb. Now, what do they expect to find? Well, they're going to find a lot of stuff. I don't know everything they're going to find, but there's a couple of things that have been previously reported, and they're going to be looking for these. Let me start out with this. It's been reported that Donald Trump keeps two sets of books. Why do you keep two sets of books? Keeps one set of books for tax authorities and the other set for the banks and his lenders. So as an example, if somebody wanted to use two sets of books to defraud, what they would do is say they had a hotel for property tax purposes. It would be valued in one set of books at $50 million, say. That's the one that goes to the tax authorities. Pay lower property taxes. But for the lenders, they want to see you have assets if they're going to continue your line of credit and lend you money. So under that hypothetical, another set of books might show the same hotel valued at $100 million. And they'll get appraisals that will justify each one of them. You can get an appraiser to do almost anything. There are very good appraisers around who won't twist it to suit you, but there's a lot of appraisers who need clients, and you can be conservative or liberal. But what you can't do is have it both ways. So that's one example. They're going to look and see how he valued his properties for tax purposes. Another item that's been reported is that approximately $26 million was paid to his children, at least to Ivanka Trump. And they're going to see if some went to Donald Trump Jr., Eric, and anyone else in his family for consulting services. Somebody calls up Ivanka and said, honey, could you come on over to the office? She goes over. She says, honey, you have any advice for me? She says, yeah, daddy, you know, slow down, play a little more golf, relax. I don't want you to get a heart attack. Okay, thank you, honey. By the way, here's a check for $26 million. Why would he do that? He'd transfer assets that way within his family and take a tax deduction for paying a consultant. That's what has been reported and rumored. Now, if he did that, she's going to have to show, and his other children are going to have to show, what kind of consulting work they did. One of the very tough things for them is that they are employees of his companies, and an employee shouldn't be getting extra money over and above their salary or whatever stock they get or whatever compensation they get for extra consulting services. This is what's called a form substance issue. You can say things, there's a lot of things, but they are going to get down to the real truth. You can call it whatever you want, but But the fact of the matter is, it either was legitimate third-party consulting or not. It's very difficult to see how giving your daughter $26 million, your other kids, for consulting is a third-party transaction. It clearly is not. And there's other things as well. And one of the things that I would be looking for, and I think they are too, is where did he get the $400 million that he owes? And who does he owe it to? He won't say. Why would that show up in the tax returns? Well, it would show up in the tax returns because if he made any payments on it, they will show up as deductions. In other words, if he paid interest, if he paid any principal back, I'm sure he didn't pay any principal back. If there are any transactions at all, they're going to look for him. And if they suddenly see a list of LLCs, limited liability corporations, with very soothing, normal names like the Bradford LLC, or the Summit LLC, or the Franklin LLC, that kind of thing, they're going to find out where they're incorporated. And they'll dig and they'll sniff, and I'm sure he's covered his tracks, except for one thing. Ultimately, they'll get back to who gets the money. And if it turns out that with these LLCs, they're owned by a holding company in St. Petersburg, or in Cyprus, or a P.O. box in Budapest, and no one knows who owns the P.O. box, the reports that he owes it to the Russians will be vindicated. And when you have a prior president, what's even worse was a current president, was Putin's lackey, Putin's puppy. But when he's a prior president, he's desperate because he does not have the stature to avoid collection. And there's no reason for anybody to go easy on him. And these people are merciless. What does he have in return? What does he have in return to give them to sneak out of this debt? One thing he has is confidential information about our military, our foreign operations, and our government. Joe Biden has cut that off going forward. He has said that he does not think that Trump should get regular foreign policy briefings like other former presidents. There's no statute, no law that says that a prior president has to be given confidential briefings. But it's customary. So George W. Bush gets them. Bill Clinton gets them. Jimmy Carter used to get them if he's still inclined to get them. It's totally up to him. Barack Obama gets them. Donald Trump won't get them. Some people say, well, Joe Biden just said if it was up to him, but he leaves it up to who? Jake Sullivan, his NSA director, who's in his 30s, who's still pinching himself that he got such a great job. And he hears that his boss, who appointed him, doesn't want Trump to get these. What do you think the odds are that Trump's going to get them? He ain't going to get them. And he shouldn't get them. In a pinch, to get himself out of 400 million bones, he would very easily do what he did even when he was president, is give confidential information to the Ruskies and hurt the United States. Now, one very disturbing thing. There is a woke movement around this country to run against incumbent district attorneys, very good people, not bad district attorneys, because there's a sentiment that, well, maybe we should have lighter sentences. And by the way, I agree with that. Sentences are excessive, and especially for nonviolent crimes, there should be very little jail time, if any. But in New York, there are eight people running against Cy Vance, and he hasn't decided whether or not he's going to run for election. It looks like he may not. If he gets squeezed out by the woke crowd, one of those eight, some identity politics apparatchik, will be elected district attorney of Manhattan. Well, you know, not only is there a lot of crime in Manhattan, but they will be running the prosecution against Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has already turned up the cyclone, the blast furnace of publicity, attack, insult, and threat. It takes a cool hand and an experienced hand to stand up to that. I'm not saying that these eight wouldn't want to stand up to it. I'm not saying that these eight wouldn't want to prosecute him. But when push comes to shove, if they start giving press conferences and he's threatening people and he says stuff like, I could see how something bad would happen to him, they have got to have the guts to prosecute him for a felony, for attacking, for threatening a public official. At long last, they've got to shut it down. They've got to go into court and get injunctions stopping him from shooting his mouth off on pending litigation. They've got to do it for his lawyers. Look at the lawyers he's had, Rudy Giuliani and others. So he should have trial by combat. He's got to shut them down. They've got to be treated like a prosecution of organized crime. That's how you go after the mafia. And do those eight have the guts to do it? Cy Vance has the guts and the experience. The Wokerati do not have the experience, and maybe they have the guts and they don't know how to do it. So this is a wake-up call. One of those eight is liable to be the DA of Manhattan, handling the most famous case in the history of Manhattan in the last 100 years against a former president for fraud and criminality. They've got to stand up to it. They've got to associate their most experienced prosecutors and let them take the laboring oar without the Wokerati shooting their mouth off and screwing up this prosecution. This is an organized crime prosecution. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.